Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho on Quinny's Best Variety, Mix 97, 754. You're with the Mix Morning Crew, and Dr. Julie Gelthorpe and Lana Cameron, the Twisted Sisters, are in with Dr. J talking about discomfort and opportunity. And we were talking a little bit about, you know, some of the things that are uncomfortable that happen in our lives, but, you know, where we go from here, right? It's kind of like when you're in that uncomfortable situation, it's not a good feeling.
Yeah, like what are the steps, I guess, to managing?
Well, first of all, go with what we talked about in terms of embracing discomfort, because that's going to allow you to commit to the habits necessary for your goals, even when that habit has become uncomfortable. And a lot of people are facing that this time of year. You know, it's mid-January, people had set some things that they'd like to accomplish, and they're feeling like it's kind of going off track because you're not seeing the immediate gains you might have seen at the beginning. So therefore, you're not getting validated for, you know, those habit changes. So that becomes uncomfortable. And then look at what's causing that discomfort. As I said, you want to identify the source, what might look like the problem, such as, you know, and if we're looking at popular resolutions, you know, I'm eating too much sugar, I can't get away from it. Well, the problem is eating the sugar, but the problem underlying that is probably more psychological, like you're trying to, you know, fill a gap, or you're dealing with emotions that are uncomfortable. So then you want to see the benefit in the discomfort. So discomfort often means that you're stepping out of your norm, doing something that others around you aren't doing or that you haven't done before. And this is where the growth and the new ideas come from. So you got to celebrate the wins of doing things differently. Say you're someone who, you know, rarely speaks to strangers or, you know, says hello to people. Try that. Try something small first. Push yourself outside of that so you can show yourself that you can do it. It doesn't matter what the other person's response is. It's about what you can accomplish. I think the other thing is, you know, you want to change your mindset about things in general. You know, when I hear someone described as being lucky, you know, he's so lucky, he always gets whatever he wants, or she's so lucky where she is today, I often challenge that, maybe not always verbally, but I challenge it in my head by saying, you know, maybe they're not just lucky. Maybe they're real good at embracing discomfort and riding it out to get to the long-term goal.
Yeah, I think that the hardest thing is that when you're in crisis, the immediate thing is to start doing the things that will put it back to the way it was before the crisis started.
Yeah. And actually, that's really important, Orlena, because that goes into something even a little deeper, which is that in order to manage discomfort, we have to access what's called our wise mind. And the wise mind is basically the middle ground between the reasonable mind, which is driven by logic, and the emotional mind, which is driven by emotion. So the way that we need to do that is we have to have a plan. Like when we get uncomfortable, what are we going to do in order to, you know, get to that wise mind, not buy into the emotional mind, and continue to do what we need to do. So a plan to access the wise mind.
So how do you do that?
Yeah. So a plan might be to, you know, list ways that you can, you know, approach the discomfort, or a way to kind of ride it out. Like, you know what, I'm going to go for walks. I'm going to call someone I care about. I'm going to dump all those feelings onto paper so that my wise mind can be clear.
The things you don't do are, you know, eat 3 liters of Haagen-Dazs or drink a bottle of wine or start trying to numb, right, the feelings that are causing you discomfort, because that is going to just like prolong, isn't it going to just prolong your ability to get through the discomfort?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And that's where when we look at, you know, a moment of discomfort, doing what you need to do or riding out something that's uncomfortable gives you far greater benefit. And think about continuing to do what you're doing. That's just long-term discomfort.
We can tie that in real quick, Alana, to like being a personal trainer, because you're thinking about the mind, but what about the physical body too? When you're working out, and there are those points of like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I'm, you know, and then you break through that point.
Yeah. I think, and even for a lot of people, when, if you're trying to relate it to something like physical fitness, or, you know, that gym is a big scary place sometimes for people, and, or you just feel like you don't want to go, and I often say to people, it's getting through the doors. Usually once you get through the front doors of that place, you're like, and if afterwards you're like, yeah, I'm really glad I went. Right. So it's that barrier, just getting past that barrier of the front door.
It's like you're saying, the front door of your mind, right?
Yeah.
Getting through that barrier.
Yeah. And all of those feelings. Another way to think about that is, you know, the wave of discomfort will come, but it will leave you. Mm-hmm. But if you don't allow it to pass, you're going to stay stuck. right in that place that's ongoing discomfort.
And if you are stuck and you'd like to talk further to Dr. Julie Gelthorpe, your number?
Feel free to give us a call at 613-962-1852 and have a great day.
Have a great day. Get comfortable with discomfort.